If you can feel what I am feeling, then the truth is just believing. You're my diamond girl.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 216. I am GPD here in Tokyo, Japan, and we have Wombat in Long Island.
Yes, you can probably hear my neighbors behind me because they're being kind of noisy.
What are they doing?
I don't know, being noisy.
Shipwreck, yeah. What are your neighbors doing?
I don't know. I can go check, see if you want. I bought some Boy Scout popcorn from one earlier today.
Your closest neighbor is like 6 miles away, right?
No. I live in a subdivision.
What?
I live in a subdivision.
Well, they're not close.
I don't know what that means, subdivision.
Yes, you do. You just don't know that you know.
I know the song by Rush. Is it like that?
Yes, it is exactly like that.
I see. In the concert halls?
Yes. And the bathroom walls are...
No, rubbing my sweaty balls, I think, is how it goes.
Yeah, is that what they say?
Mm-hmm. 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 So, here we are. We're doing a show. What can I tell you?
I don't know. I honestly, you know, I have things that I'd rather be doing right now than this show.
Like what?
Like playing Fallout.
Fallout?
Fallout New Vegas.
Oh, New Vegas. You tricked somebody into sending you an early copy of that?
Yeah, Shipwreck.
How did that go down?
He didn't finish the last one, and I did, so I'm going to review the new one.
No, so Shipwreck asked them to send you the review copy.
Mm-hmm.
When does that game even come out?
Next Tuesday. That's when the embargo's up. So even if I did start it, which I didn't, since I've only had it for about 2 hours, I wouldn't be able to say anything anyway.
And how are you going to...
About it, because apparently you can tweet all you want about stuff.
That's true.
Yeah, apparently embargoes don't apply to tweeting.
Well, yeah, I think that's actually a law. There was a famous case about it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Plessy versus
Twiggerson. Twitterson.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
So that's cool. That's exciting. So, but you're not going to be able to finish that by the
Tuesday. I need to try to finish it, hopefully. If I get tomorrow night, Friday night, you know, because Friday night will be a late night, most of Saturday night and all day Sunday, I have the day to myself on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
I'm thinking I could try to hammer it out.
Sounds like that's pretty tight.
It's going to be tight, but I'll do my best.
Good. Excellent.
We're all counting on you.
Thank you.
What can I tell you? Ty made a duty in the shower last night.
I heard three, I thought.
Three, yeah. It was three little turds. You know that Bob Marley song, Three Little Turds?
On My Window?
Right. He made it right in the shower. It was the only time he's ever done that. It was the first time.
Did you tell him that everything will be all right?
No, I told him never do that again, as a matter of fact.
Did you ask him what possessed him to do that?
We're in the middle of potty training right now, and it's you know, it has its good days and bad days. That is a bad day. when he makes a duty in the shower. That's definitely a bad day. And I tell him, look, only make duty in the toilet. I mean, it's not that hard of a concept. And he's like, why? Everything is why. Why do I have to make it only in the toilet? You know, well, a big boy makes a duty in the toilet. Why? Because it's much better. Why? And a lot of these things I just don't even have the answers for. And then, of course,
I don't have to rub your nose in it.
Then I don't have to clean it up. And then I feel even bad for making a big deal out of it, because then I remember that when I made a duty in Osaka Grandma's shower, and I'm, you know, a man. So... mine was, you know, well, maybe I shouldn't get into the consistency of the duty. Mine was much easier to clean up. It just kind of went down the drain.
That's gross. I think we've heard enough about you. I was going to say.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I've heard enough. And I've honestly had enough about bathrooms to last me for a while. So.
Right. You're getting your bathroom redone.
I made the down payment on it yesterday.
No.
Yeah. I every time I have to write a check for this stupid bathroom, it hurts. It's pain. Literally, pain shoots up my arm every time with every pen stroke.
Well, the worst part is that you didn't even get a toilet that washes your ass.
No, but it is like a special shaped toilet.
Oh, a fat man toilet.
It's trapezoidal, it's not, or what? No, it's round. It's instead of, you know, now a lot of them are like that oval. This is actually round, and it's a little bit higher up to give you better circulation in your legs when you poop.
Hmm.
That means you kind of have to tuck then when you have to pee while you're pooping, right?
I probably have to do the tuck.
Well, Wombat's balls hit the water when he's
That is kind of true. They do hang kind of low. They wobble to and fro.
Well, I have to tell everybody, as a public service announcement, if you are looking to upgrade your bathroom, you absolutely positively must look into getting one of these toilets that washes your ass. They're cheaper than you think, and you will wonder how you ever lived without it. And the reality is, you don't even need a new toilet. Because it's
just
not
the seat, right?
It's the seat, exactly. The seat has the device built into it, and it's a pretty standard size, so I think it would fit on pretty much any toilet. And, you know, it'll wash your ass. They have heated seats, so in the wintertime you don't, you know, get that little shock when you sit down. You can do without the one that dries your ass, because the dryer doesn't really work, so you can save some money and just get like the cheapest one. The cheapest one is fine. You can go to the website for Toto is cleanishappy.com. It's pretty funny how they try to sell this in America, because America is so uptight that you can't just come out and say, like, hey, here's a toilet that washes your ass. We shoot water up your asshole to clean it after you poop. They can't say that or anything even remotely like that. So when you go to the website, they're basically just dancing around the topic and talking about how it's nice to feel clean, and you would really have no idea what they're talking about if you, you know, weren't prompted beforehand. Kind of like playing Limbo, actually, now that I think about it. But you have to get it. It's almost mandatory.
Well, but when I'm done with the sticker shock and I have a nice new completed bathroom,
yeah,
I'll worry about it. Because they're not just replacing the stuff. You know, the bathtub, the sink, and the vanity. They're ripping out the walls and the floor, putting in new pipes, putting in new electric, putting in a new radiator. It's the whole deal, so.
Right. And probably with your special fat man toilet, the seat probably is not going to fit on that.
Yeah, exactly, because it's a special fat man toilet. I get it, I'm fat. Good work. No, that's good.
Oh, actually, they have, there is a round seat option and an elongated seat option.
Yeah, I would need the round seat option. Does it say the weight limit on it?
I'm not sure. It says, round seat / fat man seat. / Shaquille O'Neal. What does Shaquille O'Neal use for a toilet? That's what I want to know.
Probably the shower.
I figured he just has a room where he it's just an empty room, and he just takes a shit on the floor and somebody comes and cleans it up. Because he can't fit on a toilet, right?
I don't know. You know what I've never thought about?
That? Shaquille O'Neal's naked ass?
Because I can't stop thinking about it.
Right. It's really interesting because the guy, what is he, 7 feet seven? And he weighs like...
No, he's not 7 foot seven.
Oh, four?
He's 7 foot like two, maybe.
Oh, okay. But whatever. And he must weigh a ton. Literally. He probably has a room in his house that's just like a separate pool, and he just jumps in the pool and floats one in the pool, and then somebody comes and cleans it up.
No, he does not do that, because then he would have to float in his own poop water.
No, he just jumps in, poops, and gets out.
But that's still, he's still in his own poop water. Mm,
so you think just the empty room and just goes?
Yeah,
on the floor?
I think the empty room is more plausible than poop water.
You do. I don't know. Somebody find out. Can somebody look into that? ESPN, get on that. The inside story on Shaq's poop room. Could happen. Could be true.
Well, that's anyway. 9 minutes of show.
Right. Any more disgusting things we should talk about?
Wow. We really spent 9 minutes on that?
I'm sorry.
I'm disappointed in you.
Why? It was too short or too long?
Both. Right. Either way, it was too something.
It was too awesome, I think. Yeah. The word. All right. Well, let's get right into some show feedback from last week. Wombat, why don't you lead us through it?
Sure. We'll start with this one from Dr. Monkey, who says, thank you for the charity team plug. This is where you come in, GP, and talk about the charity.
Oh, yes. Dr. Monkey is running the CAG Extra Life team, which is it's basically a gaming marathon to raise money for children's hospitals. They've got a raffle going there, too. And they're giving away a very large amount of video games. And it's based on how much you donate. So you should definitely check out the forum thread on CAG. I believe the whole thing is going down pretty soon, right? I think it's this weekend, perhaps.
I believe it's actually this week. It's either this weekend or next weekend, but I'm 99% sure it's this weekend.
I think it's Saturday. I think it's this Saturday.
That would be this weekend.
Yeah. But check out the off-topic forum on CAG. I think it might even be on the front page still, too. Did I put it on the front
page? It is. It's on the front page. It's Saturday 10/16.
Oh, there it is.
Join the CAG Extra Life Gaming Marathon charity team.
Right. So check that out, and I'm donating money to it. I obviously, because of my baller lifestyle, I can't be spending 24 hours, you know, playing video games. I'm too busy cleaning up duty in the shower and things like that. But I will make a donation to the CAG team. So there.
I'll make a donation.
As will I.
Yay! Yeah. So everyone, please check that out. What else?
Sorry about that. Hey, Lick wants to know, Cheapy, bought a new keyboard yet?
You were thinking about Shaq's shit room, weren't you?
I was. It made me, you know what? This is the first night in 5 nights that I haven't taken codeine at night because I've been sick.
Oh, how do you get that?
What, codeine?
Yeah.
The doctor gives it to you.
He does?
Yeah.
What for a cold?
For a cough.
Oh.
So I keep turning my head to cough.
Hmm.
So,
and then you get high.
And then I get high. No, there won't be any codeine tonight. It's too late.
Right.
Anyway, did you get a new keyboard? Did you fix it?
I didn't. I have a wireless keyboard, so I'm just using that. But somebody did message me and told me to take the keys off and pour alcohol on it and then let it dry, and that should fix it.
Well, alcohol is the answer to most problems.
Yeah. I drown myself in alcohol when I have problems, so why wouldn't I drown my keyboard in it?
Yes, that was the joke. Thank you for explaining it.
I got it. I'm good. Well, some people are slow.
That is true.
We have to appeal to the lowest common denominator.
I think we've been doing a bang-up job.
We're good at anything. It's that.
Okay. Yeah, that was funny. And I did post pictures of the outline with all the Z's in it from last week and the text document that I had to use to capture all the Z's when it was ruining the outline because the keyboard shorted out. What else we got?
We have this one from TurkeyCat79 who says, "Hey guys, in response to your comments about renaming the Taliban a Medal of Honor, I have to say I'm glad they did it. Giving the Taliban a starring role in a popular game might only empower them. I'm glad they won't be given the satisfaction of having their name associated with it. I disagree with you guys when you say it doesn't matter what name you call the enemy. It matters a lot because it automatically associates it to real life. If team names aren't important, then I guess Madden doesn't need to worry about renewing its NFL licenses. I am currently deployed, I am a big fan of the show, and it helps to have something entertaining to look forward to each week. Thanks."
Who wants to comment on this? Shipwreck finished the game, so.
I did. I'll comment on it. They didn't take Taliban out of the game. They took it out of the multiplayer. You're definitely killing Taliban in the single player campaign.
Right. They refer to it. So apparently the problem isn't that the Taliban was in the game. The problem was that you could control the Taliban and kill American troops. I guess that's the offensive part. Computer controls the Taliban and is killing American troops, that's okay. But if it's real people controlling them, then somehow that's the problem. It really is silly. That is silly. And I certainly respect, what's this guy's name? You didn't put, Turkey Cat 79. Certainly we respect your service and all that, but I don't know. It just seems weird that it's only a problem in multiplayer now, and the comparison to the NFL is not a great one.
I don't argue with anyone that's serving our country.
You don't?
Nope.
Maybe he's lying.
That's okay.
Maybe he doesn't want us to have Oreos.
Do you want an Oreo?
No.
Well, it's your loss.
I want the codeine.
No. Yeah, that's in the bathroom.
Do the Oreos have codeine in them?
I wish. Ooh, codeine Oreos.
Those would be good. People play, without the players, the NFL is nothing. You know, that's why people play the game.
I don't know. Let's move on to new releases.
Let's talk about
Medal of Honor. Then.
Yeah, let's talk about the game instead of the stuff that doesn't really matter.
All right. Well, my review is up. I like the game. I think it compares pretty well to Call of Duty and Battlefield and all the rest of the modern military shooters. The reviews have been kind of all over the place, which is a little bit surprising to me. I expected, I don't know, for the most part, 4 out of 5, which is what I gave it.
Yeah, which it sort of has that. I'm looking on Metacritic. It has a currently 76. I mean, that's pretty close.
Yeah, it seems like the people who gave it lower scores ran into a lot of glitches and technical problems that I did not see at all. They had some issues with scripting where doors wouldn't open and just odd things like that. But I don't know. I never ran into those problems, so that's why it didn't affect me in my review.
I did read the Wired review, or skimmed it, and they said he was talking about that it was pretty glitchy, and he said there was one part where his teammate threw a grenade and it bounced off the wall and it killed him. But I think that's just realism. I mean, I'm not even making a joke. There's a lot of, you know what the percentage of friendly fire deaths is compared to enemy, you know, deaths from the enemy?
Do you know how many times I've done that to myself in a video game?
A million times. I do it all the time.
Too many times.
Yeah. So I don't know.
That happened once in my game, but I didn't consider that a glitch at all. I mean, it shows the grenade icon and then I ran out of the way.
Yeah, it happens. It happens in real life all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it is a very scripted experience. It's always moving you forward. And it's only about 5 hours.
I like your
long.
Paragraph in your review, the Old Spice one.
Yeah, I compare it to an Old Spice commercial, the ones with the, I don't know, the Old Spice guy that says, like, look at me, now I'm on a boat. Look at me again, now I'm on a horse. These type of military games just seem to constantly be throwing you in new situations that don't exactly link together story-wise all that well.
Like an action movie. They're trying to make like a big-budget action movie experience into a military game.
Right. I mean, that's what it is. There's not any boring parts to the game. So it works as a game that way. But it is a very brief experience because they're always kind of moving you forward and like always presenting you with like new activities to do. Like you ride on ATVs, you're in helicopters, you're pointing out things that you need airstrikes called in on, you're doing kind of stealthy missions, then you're doing just all-out firefight missions. You're doing missions where you're flanking people, where you're suppressing fire. There's a lot going on in the game, and it's a military shooter. I mean,
but 5 hours, huh, for the single player?
Yeah, well, that's what Call of Duty is, really.
Yep.
I mean, it really comes down to whether or not you're going to play the multiplayer, and the multiplayer it isn't as good as what a Battlefield or a Call of Duty is.
I played the beta, and it seemed very similar to Battlefield, but without all the cool stuff that makes Battlefield awesome.
Right, you know, very stripped down.
Yeah, so I don't know why you would play this instead of Battlefield.
It's fine to play, but like you said, it's not as fully featured as the Halos or the Battlefields or the Call of Duties.
Right.
All right. But it's a good game. I think people should play it.
Okay, I would like to play it. You should bring it to me when you come to visit next week.
Okay, or not. I can do that. Oh, I'm really? Going to send Wombat the PlayStation 3 version of it. So
you have two versions?
Yeah, he has the Xbox and the
dude,
PS3.
Baller. Yeah. Man.
I said the same thing.
Well, wow. The PS3 version comes with the updated versions of Medal of Honor Frontline.
I heard that's not so hot.
You heard correct. I played just a little bit of it, but they like updated the controls and they kind of up-rezzed everything, but you can't really up-rezz the gameplay. Like, it's a first-person shooter from, I don't know, probably 5 years ago at least.
All right. What else we got this week?
We also have Lucha Libre, the Mexican wrestling game. We saw that at E3.
I remember.
Looked all right at E3.
It looked all right, but yeah. I don't know.
It looks like a fun game.
They got Konami to publish that? Am I looking at that?
Konami
right?
is distributing it.
Distributing it, yeah.
Yeah. It's published by Slang, I think is the name of the company.
Well, they developed the company. Right?
Did anybody review it?
Nope. I'm sure there's been some reviews. I know the copies have gone out to reviewers. I didn't request a copy because I don't have time for it right now, but
I do not see it on Metacritic. Oh, by the way, speaking of Metacritic, there were a lot of Wombat, I'm surprised you didn't put this in the show feedback from last week. Seemed to be a bunch of people who took my new review system bit for CAG as, you know, me being serious. That was a joke. in case you're one of the few people who commented that they didn't like the idea for the new review system.
Yeah, I didn't want to point those people out and laugh at them. But if you're going to do it, then I'll point them out.
I don't have their names, so I won't. I'll just say I was kidding. I mean, I went back and I listened. I listened to the first 10 or 15 minutes of last week's show. And it's pretty amazing that some people couldn't tell that I was kidding. I mean, I was being pretty silly during it. And by the way, our show is excellent. Just want to let you know, in case you didn't know that.
Funny is I ran out of stuff to listen to this last past week. Like, just the shows I was listening to, I wasn't enjoying. And I listened to about maybe a little more than half of last week's show. And it wasn't bad.
Right. What do you think of the sound quality? I made a couple of changes there.
It does sound good. A lot of people ask me all the time how we get our show to sound so good.
Well, I tell you how to do. Yeah, people who are listening in the CADcast forum, there is a sticky thread that tells you how we do the show. So there you go. Or you could just Google CADcast production tips, and you'll find it that way.
Are we done reviewing our own show?
I think so.
I give it a 96.
I give it a 75.3.
Nope, no 0.3 is on the Metacritic scale.
Oh, then a 75.
Everything is Metacritic friendly. Okay, what else we got?
Well, I guess the other big release this week is Super Scribblenauts for the DS.
Aha.
And we played a little bit of that at E3 as well. And that, of course, adds adjectives to the mix and takes out a lot of the platforming levels for more of the puzzle levels.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've been hearing good things about it. I'm sure it's just as creative as the first one with better controls this time around.
Yeah, that's basically.
Yeah, you could use the D-pad now as opposed to moving the dude with the stylus. That first game was so frustrating. Did you play the first one?
I did. I played about half of it.
I did too.
Yeah. Yeah, it got really frustrating after a while.
And then a bunch of Game of the Year editions also came out. You have the Borderlands Game of the Year edition. So I was correct in saying that was my game of the year last year. It got an edition.
They were able to release that version because you said it.
Right.
They
didn't put a quote on the box.
Maybe they did. We don't know.
Right.
that comes with the four downloadable contents as well.
That comes with the new one that just came out, the Claptrap?
Does it?
No, I don't think so.
It's just the three, and then you have to buy the fourth? Really?
I think.
That's crazy. Why wouldn't they just put them
on
there?
No, it says four add-on packs.
I thought they did four.
Oh, they did four?
And I thought Claptrap was the fifth. Am I wrong?
Wait, no, Claptrap is the fourth one.
Oh, it is the fourth one? So maybe I could be wrong.
That never happens.
You are. And Game of the Year edition for Uncharted 2 came out as well.
Oh, cool. What content did they release? All multiplayer content.
Yeah, I think that's about it, right?
I don't think they did any single player stuff.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I was satisfied with just the single player in that game. Yep. I don't think I've ever touched the multiplayer.
The multiplayer was pretty fun, but you know, it's all about the single player is the most important thing there.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, anything else for Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network? Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 1 came out.
I played
you
the
guys
demo.
Check that out?
Yeah, I played
I
the
did
demo
too.
Before we did this. Before we started to record.
What'd it's you think?
It's a lackluster demo, I'll tell you that much. Doesn't make me want to buy the game. You only get to play Act 1 of the whatever, I guess. It's not called Green Hill Zone, so we'll call it not Green Hill Zone, Act 1.
Right.
And, I mean, yeah, it's Sonic, you run, you know, from left to right, and he goes in a bunch of loops, and he goes fast.
What are they charging for that?
$10?
$15.
$15? It's too much money. I don't know how much
content is there.
Yeah, I was going to say,
The fact that it's called Episode 1 kind of deters me automatically because I know there's going to be more coming. And if I know there's going to be more coming, I know there's going to be a sale coming in the future.
Right.
Like, once episode 4 comes out, they're going to put out a sale for the previous episodes.
Sure, sure.
So I'm okay waiting for that. Like, I enjoyed the demo.
It was okay. I think I was expecting to be, like, blown away. And I guess I just, you know, was kind of like, yeah, this is Sonic, all right. And that was all I got.
Hmm.
Yeah, they add the homing attack is like the new thing for the 2D that's different than the old games. But yeah, I mean, the demo took me like a minute and 45 seconds or something because
was just Sonic, it moves fast.
Running to the right. Yeah.
Right. All right. And there's also, did you mention the Dragon Age edition, collection?
I did not. That also came out as well. Right. Yes.
Ultimate.
I played more of that over the weekend.
Hmm. All right. Very good.
Then also for PlayStation Network and Xbox Live Arcade is Dead Space Ignition, which I checked out the demo of that as well. Did you guys look at that?
Nope. It looks very uninteresting.
That is an odd. Yeah, I would say that. The only reason it's interesting to me is that it's the Dead Space universe, which I find. Like, it's compelling to me.
Okay.
Well, if you pre-order Dead Space 2, you get that free. Dead Space Ignition.
Right.
So,
there's no reason.
If you were interested in Dead Space 2, then instead of spending $5 on the game, you might as well get $5. You could look at it as that you're buying Dead Space Ignition for $5 and getting $5 off your Dead Space 2 or getting Ignition free with your pre-order, but you get it right away. I heard Amazon emailed out codes today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, I might have to do that then.
So you're better off pre-ordering it than buying it and then buying the game later. You're spending $5 more than you need to.
Yeah, it's an odd little thing. Like it's like a comic book. With voice acting and like very minimal animation. And I'm not a fan of the comic book style, like the art style that they use either. It's kind of, I don't know, it just kind of looks messy and unrefined to me. But
yeah, I had the same impression when I saw some screenshots. And there's some mini games in there too, but apparently they're pretty meh.
Right. The demo does one of the mini games. They're all like hacking mini games because you are an engineer that's going around fixing stuff or hacking into stuff. And the one that's in the demo is, it's kind of like a Tron light cycle thing where you have a little dot with a red line behind it and you have to just steer it up and down through obstacles and beat the computer controlled dots to the finish line.
Sounds highly compelling.
Yes. And there's two other mini games, but they don't show those off in the demo.
Do they involve dots?
I couldn't tell. It said something. I don't know.
All right. Anything else?
I think that's it for the new releases.
All right.
Moving on. Oh, yes.
Also, for PlayStation Network, it's not a new release, but PS1 Classic Alundra came out, and that is a really good PS1 game. It's a lot like Zelda, if you've never played it. Did you ever play that, Wombat?
Which one is that one?
Alundra?
Yeah.
It's the game called Alundra.
Yeah, I know.
You play as a young boy with yellow hair and a sword.
No, I don't think I played that. I was thinking of what's the one with the black and white, what is it, like a bear cat thing?
Space Invaders.
Yes, Space Kelowna?
Klonoa.
Yeah, Klonoa.
That is not a thing like Zelda.
No, but that's what I was thinking of when you said Alundra.
Okay. No, you people should check out Alundra. It's definitely holds up well. I played it probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago again, and it's good. And that Tech Gaming also, Desert Eagle, he sent us a tweet about it too, complaining about the way the PlayStation Network uses their store. Like, you never know that these things are out. They don't do a very good job of highlighting things that would actually be interesting to people.
There's no way, there's no page that you can just see all the new releases for everything on one page?
I don't think so. Like, you go to the new releases and it has them all separated out into folders, basically.
Right, so you have to go into each category to see where the new releases are.
Yeah.
I think the Xbox Marketplace does not do that, right? You can just see all the new stuff. in one spot.
Well, it does it similarly, but you can see more on the screen at a time. You go to new releases, and then it shows you all the Xbox Live Arcade games have been released recently, and then you flick up, then it shows you all the demos all the add-ons and all that stuff.
Okay. Very good. Let's do a quick little spot here for our friends at GoDaddy.com for all your web hosting and domain registration needs. Some coupon codes for you. 10% off any order, CAG10, $5 off a $30 order, CAG5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations with coupon code CAGDOMAIN. It's GoDaddy.com. And of course, we want to thank our friends at GameStop.com, and they want you to know that if you pre-order DJ Hero 2, you get a bag, a Puma turntable controller bag. You know what I'm saying, Wombat?
I do. I like Puma.
You like Puma. It's very stylish. Puma, it's an exclusive to GameStop.
There's a
Puma right on the bag.
Is there a Puma on the bag?
And stripes. I see. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4 stripes.
Wait, right on I'll only do this if there's 4 stripes in the bag and a Puma.
Well, there's good news, Wombat. I have some great news for you. 4 stripes and a Puma.
You gotta be shitting me.
I am not shitting you.
That's fucking ridiculous. Fuckdiculous, right. In fact.
Fuckdiculous?
That is fuckdiculous.
Awesome. Excellent. So pre-order that shit at GameStop. Get your bag on. It's fuckdiculous. Excellent. And what else? We have any? Oh, we have an ongoing contest. We're giving away... what are we giving away? Okay, we're giving away 10 copies of Superstars V8 Racing for the PS3. And if their Facebook page gets 1,999 likes, then they're going to give us an extra 15 copies. So just go to the contest section on CAG, and you can enter that contest. And then we have other contests, too. So check those out while you're there. And speaking of CAG news, I had an idea I'm going to run by you, get your feedback on there. Although I'm probably going to do it anyway, no matter what you say. But maybe if you really protest a lot, I won't do it. So I was thinking of on the left, you know, we're going to redo the whole site again, probably early next year. But it's sort of too close to the busy time to do it now. But in the meanwhile, I thought what we would do is right, you know, on the left side of the front page, you know, where the blog is now, have a box that shows the hottest threads from the video game deals forum. Just a small box right on top, and then continue with the regular blog posting below that. So it'd be like today's hottest deal threads, something like that. What do you think of that idea? Anybody? Bueller?
Didn't you used to have that on there?
No. Never.
It's kind of over to the right now.
Well, it's not the hottest one. Oh, there's a box on the bottom that just has popular forum threads in general. But this would be front and center, and it would only be the deal, only deals, video game deals. So you, at a quick glance, you could see just a list of like the 10 hottest threads of the day.
I like video game deals.
Yeah, basically it would make sure that you don't miss anything. If you just take a quick look at the front page, you'd see the 10 pages, 10 deals with the most views for the day. So,
but how will I know when Shipwreck reviews a game?
You'll see it right there, right underneath it.
Oh, underneath.
It'll see like on the front page right now, you have like that Shipwreck Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock.
I understand. You don't. Yeah,
it would be like the same size as that, just with the hottest threads, hottest deals.
Would it like scroll or anything?
Or I don't think it's going to scroll. It's just going to have the 10 hottest ones and then maybe a link saying, see all of them.
Please click and buy stuff. Will it say that too?
No.
Will it say, please don't steal our deals and post them elsewhere?
No.
Okay.
It's going to be pretty straightforward. All right. So was that okay? Did I get a thumbs up or?
Does it matter what we think?
I said it. I already told you it doesn't.
I know. So why
I'm
just,
oh, I'm curious.
I think it'll be fine.
Okay. Shipwreck,
sounds
okay?
Adorable.
Yeah, it sounds fine. I mean, okay. It's right. What the site's about.
All right, good. We're all in agreement. I don't care what you think. We all agree on that. That's not true. I'm kidding. Let's move on to multi-platforming and Wombat's news and stuff, where I really care what you think. Either of you guys play the Force Unleashed 2 demo?
I downloaded it. Does that count for something?
No.
I played it.
Okay.
I did download it, but I wound up playing Mass Effect 2 because I downloaded the whatever one was half off.
Overlord?
For $5 I decided to buy that.
It's good.
Well, the thing is, I never even started that because I started the Hammerhead missions instead, which I had never done.
Dude, I did the exact same thing when I bought that.
So there you go. It's funny.
The Hammerhead missions kind of suck, by the way.
They do kind of suck. But it's like, oh, these I haven't done these yet. Yep. And you know, and they set it up so you could do like the four Hammerhead missions, and the last Hammerhead mission is in the same galaxy that Overlord starts in.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, fine, I'll do these and then go to that planet because I have to go there anyway.
It's good. It'll make you enjoy Overlord more.
Yes, that's what I'm hoping for.
Did you play Shadow Layer of the Shadow Broker?
No, I'm going to do this one first, and then I'm waiting. Because that one isn't on sale yet, Layer of the Shadow Broker, and I keep thinking if I wait long enough,
it'll
go
plan.
On sale. Yeah.
All right, you're following in my footsteps.
Exactly, and I have Fallout now anyway, so it's not like I'm going to play it.
Right. So wait. Anyway, Force Unleashed 2 demo. Ship, what'd you think?
I thought it was pretty fun. It's the closest thing to PsyOps, which I really liked PsyOps back on Xbox.
Right.
And this kind of fulfills that.
Yeah, it's not. It's somehow it never gets old picking up stuff with the Force and either throwing them at stormtroopers or picking up the stormtroopers and throwing them, you know, off a bridge into other stormtroopers, into walls, into the floor, holding them up in the air and electrocuting them. It's pretty fun. I mean, I like the first one.
You got the lightsabers, the dual wielding lightsabers that you can throw at people or make them electric and hit people with those, and it's good.
Yeah, I mean, I like the first one, except for that the same part that everybody hates, where you have to bring down the Star Destroyer. I think I'm going to buy the game. It even looks a little better. It seems like the environments look a little more detailed, or the textures look higher res, or maybe I'm just imagining that. But I don't know.
No, I think it's a better looking game. I think it's more fluid too when he's swinging around his lightsabers and everything.
Yeah, the combat looks better. Could you cut off their heads in the last one? I don't remember that happening.
I don't remember. The thing with the last one, I got it from Gamefly and it locked up and I couldn't play past about halfway through it.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, I mean, this one you can cut off the arms and the heads of the stormtrooper, which is fun. Who doesn't like that?
Everybody likes that.
Yeah, so everyone check out that demo. I think you will enjoy it.
It's funny, too, when you have the stormtroopers in the jetpacks.
Right.
And you hit them with the lightning, and they just fly around all out of control. It's got a good sense of humor to it.
Yeah, their jetpacks start smoking, and they fly around. I would hold them with the Force, and then electrocute them, and then throw them, which is fun. And you could do the Jedi mind trick on them, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and make them leap to their deaths.
Yeah, they would say, like, you could say, you hear the guy whisper, "You're a rebel spy," or something like that. And then he would start shooting the other stormtroopers. Yeah, it's cool. I like it. So what else we got?
I just finished up Rock of the Dead this week. It comes out next week, and I'll have a review up here shortly. But that is the game that's kind of like Typing of the Dead, except you're using a guitar to kill zombies. Okay. So each zombie comes on the screen and it shows you a little sequence of buttons that you need to press to get them to explode.
Mm-hmm.
This is a weird game. It's made by Epicenter, the same guys who did that firefighter game for the Wii.
Okay.
Real Heroes Firefighter, I think it was called.
Yeah, yeah.
And the graphics, they kind of look like a Wii game because I think this was originally developed for the Wii and then it's on 360 and PS3 now.
Mm-hmm.
But the voice acting, they've gotten Neil Patrick Harris to voice the main character.
Oh.
So it's pretty good voice acting. He's constantly just talking to himself the whole game and doing little Neil Patrick Harris one-liners. Sometimes it gets a little bit Spider-Man-y in there.
Right. Well, I don't understand the gameplay.
The gameplay? You've played Typing of the Dead or no?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Okay, it's basically like a light gun game. You have zombies that pop up on the screen and they're walking towards you, shambling. And as they're walking towards you, right underneath them or on top of them, it'll have like a pattern of notes. So it'll be like green, red, red, green. And so you have to hit green, red, red, green. And
you're they're in real songs or what?
Well, those parts, there's music playing, but those parts aren't to the rhythm of the song.
So there's no music plays at all when you do that. It doesn't go like,
I don't think so. I think it
like
just
wild,
clicks.
Wild Stallions.
It might make a little noise, but there's music playing. I'm not sure. I'll have to check that again before I
because
put
that
my
seems like it would be kind of lame.
Obvious.
Yeah, bogus.
I know it makes a noise if you hit the wrong note, so it probably makes a noise when you're doing it as well.
Oh, you better.
I was concentrating on not getting killed by these zombies coming.
Right. Is there licensed music in the game?
Yes, there's Rob Zombie.
Oh, okay.
Do you like Rob Zombie? Do you like Dragula? Do you like hearing like 12 minutes of Dragula on loop as you play through a level?
I don't even know what that is, so probably not.
How about more human than human?
Dragula!
The music is really strange because not only does it have Rob Zombie, that's the licensed music, but then it has a whole bunch of this classical music, like Tchaikovsky and stuff, but it's played with like an electric guitar. So
that's
like
cool. I like
metal
that.
Versions of that. It's kind of neat. And like there are parts, like once you get to like powerful enemies in the levels, then it goes to like a note tracked traditional Guitar Hero type of thing. So you're playing riffs to kill those enemies as the notes come across. They come across right to left instead of vertically, but it's the same concept.
All right. We'll check out your review.
It's kind of you in between levels, the loading screen, like have facts about classical music. It's kind of odd.
It's weird. It's called Rock of the Dead.
Yep.
All right. Wombat, why don't you lead us through some stuff here, since it's Wombat's news and stuff.
Well, that I'm happy to do that. Did you see this about the NPD?
Yes, I did.
They're not going to be releasing numbers anymore.
Right.
And that bums me out. That's all I have to say about that, because I enjoy that. I enjoy reading numbers. I know some people think it's the best thing that's ever happened, but I think it's important in a way to just to... I know popular and good don't always mean the same thing, but sometimes it's interesting to see what's popular against what you consider to be good.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree with you. So what they're doing is they're going to release the top 10 list of software, but with no numbers, and they're not going to release any hardware, any hardware chart at all. And they said it'll be up to the hardware the hardware owners to publish that information.
I know. Who do you think came up with that idea? Sony or Microsoft? Who doesn't want the world to know how bad the Move or the Kinect is doing worse?
I don't know if it. I just figured it was NPD not wanting to give out their data for free anymore.
Well, I think that that's probably part of it. But they didn't say they're still gonna like you could subscribe and get the numbers. Did they say that?
No, of course you can. Of course you can. When you subscribe to NPD and you pay whatever that huge amount of money is, you get to look up any single game ever and see what the numbers are.
You should do that.
It's a fortune.
How much?
It's a lot. I don't know. It's more than I'm willing to pay. And you're not allowed to post it anywhere.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Right. So there it is. Yeah, I agree with you. I like to see, like, if there's a game that I really enjoyed, I want to see if it does well. Not because it's justifying whether the game is good or not. That doesn't make any difference. But I'm just curious to see. You know, if it didn't sell well, then you can sort of think, hey, where did it go wrong? Was it a problem with marketing? Was it, you know, I don't know. Was it just the audience isn't there for a game like that? I don't know. I think that's interesting.
I agree.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I did on Sunday?
Masturbated furiously into a sock?
Well, besides that. That's only 3 minutes of my Sunday. It's a full right. day.
Okay, what'd you do after that?
I went to the New York City Comic Convention.
Now, were you wearing that sock?
I was not wearing that sock.
Okay, good, because that's
I
gross.
Was wearing my Superman polo.
Oh, okay.
Classy.
Where do they do that? Classy. At the Javits Center?
That was at the Javits Center. It was quite mm-hmm. large.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it used to be the last two were in the one big room. Now it's actually in two rooms. They kind of split it up.
Cool.
Yeah.
What'd they have there? That was good.
Well, besides me seeing a whole bunch of comic book, writers and illustrators, mm-hmm. And also Lou Ferrigno, I also saw a bunch of video games. I got to go.
Hello, Wombat. It's nice to see you.
No, that's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, close.
Yeah.
Hello, Wombat. It's nice to see you.
That's much better.
Thank you.
No problem.
Did you know I was the Hulk?
No, you weren't.
Yes.
No, you weren't.
No, in the TV show.
No, I don't know. No, you weren't.
Yes.
No.
Sorry.
It's okay. So I went behind closed doors at the Sega booth, and I got to see the first snippets of Thor, the video game, based on the movie Thor, starring Thor.
Uh-oh.
Now, if I had to say, guess what this game looks like in its initial screens, tell me what you think the game is like.
Iron Man.
No. Think about it. Guy running around with a hammer.
Mario.
God of War.
Brothers.
God of War. Very good, Shipwreck. Oh. It looks like God of War, but with Thor in it.
Right.
Yeah. So there you go. There's Thor.
Is that movie going to do well?
I don't know. I mean, I think Thor is awesome. I'm a big Thor fan. I just don't know if there's a big market for people that want to see Thor. I mean, I thought there'd be a big market for people that want to see the Hulk, and both those movies didn't do, you know, that great.
Yeah, it's tough to sell Norse mythology in comic book form.
Exactly.
In a modern day setting.
I think it's a tough sell.
All right, what else did you see?
I saw more of the Captain America game, some actual gameplay. They had it on the floor where they were showing demos of playing the game.
Is that Sega also?
Sega, yeah.
So Sega has some deal with Marvel where they just do everything?
Where they do movie games.
Where they ruin all their movies in game form?
Yes.
Okay, that's great.
This looks like it could actually have potential. It's similar in, you know, in Batman Arkham Asylum when you actually fight the enemies in a group and there's a lot of counterattacks?
Yep.
It does that. Where Captain America will take on like four guys at once or five guys at once. And then you have the shield mechanic where you could throw the shield. And if you time your button press right and someone shoots at you, you can bounce the bullets back in the dude's face. So it has some cool mechanics. It's just going to be interesting to see how they integrate that into a full game and make it not get boring after 20 minutes.
Gotcha.
When's the game set? Like what?
It's World War
II. About Captain America?
World War II.
Okay.
And you're fighting Hydra.
So early Captain America stuff. This is like an origin story.
Yeah, the movie's an origin story too.
It's pretty quality.
Yeah. I like Captain America.
Sure.
In general. There are three new Superhero Squad games coming out. Two made by Gazillion. That's the MMO. The MMO will be free to play and browser-based. So you can play it on your MacBook for free whenever you want. And by you, I mean me. they also unveiled the card game. There's a card game like, you know, Magic, but with Superhero Squad. So it's a little more family friendly with easier to follow rules. And my wife and I, she went with me. We played the card game there. And that actually was a lot of fun. They even gave me a set of the cards.
So it's an actual card game. It's not a card game in video game form.
Well, that's just it. There's the physical card game where you could buy the decks, and that was kind of fun. The Superhero Squad MMO is going to have the card game integrated into it as well in video game form. So you could play that for free, and if you like it, you'll know whether or not if you want to buy the cards. I think that's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I mean that's you know, it doesn't get any more, you know, free demo-y than that. And that game actually is shaping up to, especially now that I know that it's free and browser based, is shaping up to be something that could be actually really cool if you're a Marvel fan and just want to, you know, goof around, and cuz there's going to be a ton of characters. They're just going to keep adding,
cuz it's super hang out with 9-year-old boys.
Well, that's really what it comes down to. You don't have to play with other people. You could play the game and never see another human being. So we'll see. And then there's THQ is making a Superhero Squad game for the Xbox, PlayStation 3, and the Wii. I got to play the 360 version.
How is this one?
This isn't bad. It's, you know, it's Marvel Ultimate Alliance, but with the, you know, sort of super deformed looking, and actually with more puzzles. Yeah, it's because you use two characters at once, and you could switch between the two characters, and certain characters have the ability to do certain things. So when I was playing, the characters that they had it set up with was Thor and Falcon. And Thor can do stuff where he can make platforms appear, because he can tap into the time rift or whatever nonsense they came up with to explain it.
Right.
And the Falcon is fast, so he could hit like three switches and really quickly, So you would need Thor to make the platform appear so Falcon could get up to the switch to hit the three switches really fast. So then you could move on to the next thing. So it'd be puzzles like that.
Well, I love me some switches, so.
Yes. Well, I mean, for a game that's probably geared for the 10 to, you know, the 10-year-old and his dad set, it actually looks
good. Well, I love 10-year-olds and their dads, so sign me up.
It could be pretty good. And it's also, I think it said, 15 characters, which is pretty, yeah. So again, if you like Marvel, it could definitely be worth your time. But yes, I reserve judgment until it's out. And I saw a little bit more of X-Men Legacy, but not really anything that you haven't seen already on the internet.
I don't know. What is that?
What's
what is
X-Men, X-Men Legacy?
Of X-Men Destiny. I don't know why.
Okay.
X-Men
the
Destiny.
Silicon Knights game.
Yes. That is the X-Men game. Why did I write Legacy? Oh, because the writer of the game wrote X-Men Legacy. That's why. Anyway.
What's it called? X-Men what?
Destiny.
Destiny.
And what is that? That's it's the Silicon Knights, the brains behind Two Human?
Yes.
What
you
kind
really
of
didn't
it?
See anything about this?
I didn't.
It's an action RPG where you play a character that's not a famous X-Man and you make your choices and basically they're trying to make Mass Effect but with X-Men.
Right.
From what
could be all right.
The rumors that I've heard, and if you watch the trailer and it shows those three characters at the beginning, it's you get to choose one of those three characters. You're not building a character from scratch.
They're made up characters.
They are made up characters.
Gotcha.
So it kind of I liked Two Human and I very much liked Eternal Darkness. And what else? And Silicon Knights.
And you like X-Men.
And I like X-Men. So there could be some potential to this. It's really going to depend on, how good the non-canon character is, and hopefully they're not, the imperfects. But we'll see.
Okay. What else we got?
Comic joke, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Rise of the Imperfects?
That's okay. Let's move on.
It was a fighting game made by EA.
Right. I've erased that from memory.
Yeah. Okay. NBA Jam... is coming to 360 and PS3. We know that, but it showed up on Gamefly as a coming soon rental and has a release date of November 18th. So it hasn't been announced for a full retail product or it doesn't have an official release date yet, but Gamefly is usually pretty reliable on this type of stuff. So looks awesome. Like that's coming in disc format.
I will definitely buy that. Especially is it going to have 4-player online?
Probably.
That's important. If they can just get... Well, that's all they really need to do. Get that done, and I'll buy that. I saw you could play as George Bush.
Not my Bush.
That's my Bush. Remember that show, That's My Bush?
I do.
That's what I was alluding to.
Yeah, I know. So was I, actually.
Oh. You just made a mistake.
I have everything backwards. I'm telling you, it's my first day without codeine. And it's starting to show.
you got the shakes?
I have the shakes. I'm a little, gassy.
Gotcha. All right, what else we got?
X-Men Arcade. It's coming to consoles.
As downloadable Xbox Live Arcade, PlayStation
yes.
Network?
Yep. 6-player online co-op.
Cool.
Yeah.
I might be interested in that.
I think everyone's slightly interested in that in some way.
Right. I'm more interested in NBA Jam.
Yeah. What if they put Dazzler in NBA Jam?
No.
What if they put George W. Bush in the X-Men game?
Then I'm in.
All right.
What's his power? Sucking?
Sucking the life out of the economy.
Lizard men.
Right.
There's a lot of lizard men in that game.
Right. All right, what else we got?
I got a code for some Enslaved DLC, and I was pretty excited about that because... I really liked Enslaved. We talked about that last week, I think. Mm-hmm. And I knew that there's new content coming out where it's more story.
Oh.
Where you get to play as a different character that's in the game, but not Monkey.
Right.
So I got the DLC codes, and the DLC codes were for costumes for Monkey and Trip. Yeah, not the DLC I was exactly looking for. And it doesn't even make sense, this DLC. It's... One of the costumes is Sexy Robot Trip. So she gets put into this like metallic looking outfit. And it's just like, I don't get it. Like, you can't use this stuff until after you beat the game anyways.
I guess they figure really horny gamers who like Enslaved may want to pay for that.
I guess. I don't know. I don't get it. But all right. I'm hoping the other DLC comes out soon.
What else we got?
There's this whole EA Laos thing.
Do we I read that this morning.
I read it this morning as well.
That guy's crazy.
I was going to say, do you think it's all sour grapes? Do you think there's some... Do you think it's a little bit of he said, she said, where probably some of what he said is true and probably some of what he said is BS?
Let's give
He didn't say anything, really.
Well, here's the thing that he complains about
his boss, which you know, a lot of people do.
Right, of course. So it's a guy working for... or is he still working there or is he fired?
He's getting fired in November, he says.
Yeah.
Okay, so he basically complains. He's talking about Warhammer and how... EA basically screwed it up and his boss screwed it up. But the interesting thing that I took away from it was the stuff that he said about BioWare. And I'll just read you this quote. He's talking about Knights of the Old Republic, the MMO that's coming out from BioWare and EA. He says, BioWare, don't make me laugh. They spent more money making the Old Republic than James Cameron spent on Avatar. Shit you not. More than $300 million. Can you believe that? And you know what they're most proud of? This is the kicker. They're most proud of the sound. No, seriously. Something like a 20 gig installation and most of it is voiceover work. That's the best they have. The rest of the game is a joke. EA knows it and so does George Lucas. They're panicking. And so most of Mythic has already been cannibalized to work in Austin on it because they can't keep pushing back launch. Old Republic will be one of the greatest failures in the history of MMOs from EA, probably at the level of The Sims Online. We all know it too. Damn, somebody's unhappy.
You know
how
what,
does
though?
This guy know how much they've spent?
I don't know. It's probably just a rumor.
Because I think he mentions in the comments what he did there, and I think he was, you know, a programmer. And
he's
I don't
an
think
art
a
guy, like an art,
yeah, an art
artist,
yeah, an art guy. I don't think an art guy would know how much money was spent on a game he's not working on.
He probably just heard a rumor somewhere, and now he's saying that it's truth. What were you gonna say, Shep?
I was saying, he goes into this big spiel about how they're most proud of the sound. That's kind of a BioWare staple. I mean, a lot of Dragon Age is great because of the writing and the voice work.
Absolutely. We talked about that last week, how important that stuff is. And especially to an MMO where, you know, you're basically doing busy work and grinding, and the missions are just variations of kill these guys, get this object, and bring it to that guy. If you make the story compelling, the cutscenes compelling, then maybe that keeps you going.
It's at least different than the other MMOs. I mean, I think that's the biggest problem with Warhammer. While it failed, it looks like WoW. I mean, there's no difference there.
Hmm. Aroko from Twitter writes in and he wants to know what it would take for us to play an MMO and why is it so hard for MMOs to succeed? Well, Wombat just talked about one that he's going to play.
Yeah, and Lord of the Rings Online, this was mentioned, I don't know if we mentioned it last week, but it was news last week. You know, since they've gone free to play, their profits have doubled, which I think is very interesting. I think that I think people don't want to spend a monthly fee on MMOs because I think two reasons. One, people don't like to spend monthly fees, and two, people don't know if they're going to succeed.
It's a commitment thing.
Yeah, and I think World of Warcraft is obviously the exception to the rule. But I think it's a commitment thing. I don't think people necessarily want to commit, and I think Lord of the Rings Online is showing that, and I think Superhero Squad is going to show that, and I think the Jedi Knight one that just came out, the Clone Wars MMO, that's also browser-based and free-to-play for kids, had, you know, 1 million signups in less than a month.
I think what happens is people... when they hear a new MMO is coming out or they're reading about it, they're making their mind up already like, okay, this game's going to cost me $50 and I'm going to pay $15 a month, right? That's how much these games cost, right? 15? Mm-hmm. 15 a month?
That's 10? How much WoW is.
Okay, 10 or 15 a month. They're already, and you know, do the math. That's a lot of money. And before they've even played the game, they kind of have to decide, am I willing to put in the time and the money for this? And it's before they've even tried it. Because you're probably not even going to give it a try unless you think it's going to be worth
it. Most games have a trial.
I know, but don't you think that before you even go through and make the investment in playing the trial, you're thinking to yourself, am I even going to, is there any possibility that I'm going to be paying, you know, over $100 a year for this game?
And so. The trials are usually included with the $50 purchase of the game.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, yeah, maybe the Old Republic needs to do the whole freemium thing.
I think the Old Republic's going to make money. It's Star Wars.
All right. Well,
see. I know
this
last
is the second. Yeah, I was going to say, this is the second Star Wars MMO.
The last one did okay, though, didn't it? Like,
no.
I know it phased out pretty quickly, but I think it did okay money-wise, didn't it?
It didn't. No, it did. Well, the problem was they changed the entire game after some people, they made it very difficult to become a Jedi. People wanted to play and become a Jedi, but when you signed up to play the game, you had to literally, you know, level up to become a Jedi, and they made it very difficult.
You had to be like a space gravedigger.
Yeah, and they turned a lot of people off. And then there were all these people that worked their ass off to become Jedis, and then they changed the rules, and they made it really easy to become a Jedi, hoping that it would bring more players. And then all these players that worked really hard to become a Jedi got really angry, so all their dedicated fans left. And all these casual people that came in to be Jedis right away got bored. And now there's no Star Wars.
Right. All right, let's move on to Sony.
At least that's the story I know. I'm sure someone will tell me how I'm wrong.
Maybe we'll all play Old Republic. Is it going to be on Mac? I think for us to play it, it needs to be on Mac because we only have Macs.
I was going to say it would probably be hard for me to play it on my POS, but we'll see.
All right, let's move on to Sony. A liberal tugboat writes in via Twitter, what the hell is up with Gran Turismo 5 getting delayed again? It's the kart racing that's not finished, isn't it? Wombat, you have a theory.
It's Move. They're adding Move support. I'm convinced of this. No one can tell me otherwise.
They're going to have a big steering wheel with balls.
Big plastic
balls on it.
Steering wheel that you could snap the thing into and the ball sticks out of the top.
Right. Maybe.
Yep. Yeah,
you think so? Yeah, like I think it's just not done. Like
I think they're Mario Karting it. They're gonna turn it into Mario Kart with the sideways steering wheel. Hold that button in the middle down for accelerate.
Well, we'll see. I have no interest in Move controls for a racing game. Might as well just why not just buy the steering wheel, like the Logitech steering wheel. That's really good
because that's expensive. But then again, I guess the assumption is that you already have Move. That's what Sony wants you to. They want you to already have Move.
Oh, I don't know. It seems weird to me.
That's my theory.
That's your theory. We'll see if you're right.
We can make a bet if you want.
Nah, I think you might be right. Love and Beer Lex writes in via Twitter. He wants us to talk about the potential lack of a AAA Sony title available for the holidays. If GT5 doesn't make it for the holiday, yeah. What are the big holiday releases for PS3? Any exclusives coming out?
All those Move games.
There's the Sly Cooper trilogy. I don't think there's anything. Is there?
Killzone is next year.
Right.
Little Big Planet's next year, isn't it?
Right. Little Big Planet got pushed. I don't know of anything other than Move games that are coming out this fall that are PlayStation exclusives.
Well, what does Xbox have? Xbox got Fable 3.
Right. They had Halo.
They had Halo now.
They have... Is that it for Xbox as well?
That might be it. I don't know.
I mean, it's really a Call of Duty...
Yeah, it's a multi-platform thing.
Yeah, it's a... that type of year this year. I mean, mm-hmm. 360 has all the Kinect stuff. That's what is coming for 360 this fall.
Well, they also have, you know, Halo and Fable. But that's really it. It's those two.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else, yeah, everything else is multi-platform.
Yep, pretty much.
But there's nothing wrong with the best games being multi-platform. Oh, nope. No, we have more options.
Yeah, I don't care.
Oh, woe is me.
Yeah, especially when it's Call of Duty and you know that's going to push both systems. I mean, that's going to be your big holiday game for both systems.
I think it's fine that most games are multiplayer.
So do I. I agree. What else we got? Oh, Troy Hina writes in via Twitter, and he wants to know if we think the PSP2 will be announced prior to the 3DS launch in March. Will the PSP2 finally get the second stick?
I'm going to go with a yes and a yes.
A yes and the yes? Okay. Yeah, I think they would want to definitely announce that before the 3DS comes out.
They have to, right?
Right.
Like, it's got to be, hey, we have something coming out too, and this is why we think it's better than the 3DS.
Yes, yes. It's got to be. It's got to be. And the second stick thing, that would be pretty huge if they need to have a second stick on there, right? I mean, that makes all the difference.
Not, they need to have a second stick and four shoulder buttons. Basically, it needs to be a PS3 controller with a screen.
With a screen, with a screen attached to it. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. That it really does make all the difference. I hated that on the PSP.
If you could control that game as good as any game you have in your house, it would make all the difference. How about the PSP
Go?
Yes.
What do you do to combat the 3D that the DS has, though?
Make better games. Make, you know, Resistance and the other one, the, you know, first-person shooters that control great. Look how well these games control. Look how good this Call of Duty, look how good this Metal Gear Solid game controls on our system. It's like playing a real game.
Yeah, or look how good it looks, and look at our screen is bigger and
Killzone,
higher resolution.
That's a name I couldn't think of.
So you're saying that their current strategy on the PSP would succeed if they had the right control scheme?
They need the right game. Well, so they don't have, because they don't have the right control screen scheme, they don't have the right games.
I think that the games don't control that. I think the games don't play as well on the PSP as they potentially could with the right control scheme. Yes. I think that Resistance on the PSP would be a better game with dual analog and four shoulder buttons. Yes.
It could be. People may be more excited about the system if it just controls better.
I think, yes.
I would. You know, I'd be more excited about it.
I think ergonomics and handling are very important to games and cars.
Yeah.
That's going to make it pretty thick if you put four shoulder buttons on there.
I think there's a way to do it. I think, you know, you have the two that are on there now and like two behind that maybe, like on the flat underside.
Touchscreen? Touch technology?
Maybe.
On the back?
Something like that. That could work. As your LB and RBs, you know, right there. Not, you know, and the other two are more like your triggers. And the other ones are kind of touch sensitive on the bottom end. That could work. Or even on the, well, no, not on the top because you need your thumbs for the sticks.
Yeah, I don't even know if you necessarily need four shoulder buttons, but definitely two.
Definitely two analog sticks.
Yeah. And two buttons.
Yes.
How about triggers that pop out of the bottom when you're ready to play?
Oh, that would be sweet. They kind of fold. They would fold up. Yeah.
It transforms. All right. Let's move on to Microsoft. I don't even know what this is. What is Explosionade?
Explosionade is an Xbox Live indie game made by Mommy's Best Games that I picked up for $1. Mm-hmm. It's $1. It's really good, actually. They're going to be releasing a patch for it soon, but it's still worth picking up now. It's a lot of fun, actually.
What kind of game is it?
It's like a side-scrolling 2D platformer, slightly puzzly, but not really too much.
You are
in a mech suit, and you could shoot grenades and machine guns, and you're in the caves, and you're just going from one room to the next room shooting stuff.
All right.
And picking up gold. But it's fun, it controls well, it looks good for an indie game, and it's $1.
You might as well just buy it. Don't even bother with a demo, just buy it.
I was going to say, there is a demo, you can play it, but I recommend it, you know, as far as dollar games go on the indie.
It's good.
And I've played probably more of those than I should have. This is probably the best one so far.
Cool. All right, so check out Explosionade. Yeah.
If you like Shoot One Up, it's from the same people who made Shoot One Up, and if you haven't played that, then now you've just spent $2.
So, all right. Shipwreck, you got to check out Alan Wake, the writer, the new DLC?
Yes, the final DLC for Alan Wake. I just finished it up before the show. It's about, it took me about an hour and a half, so it's pretty substantial. Mm-hmm. It's $7, I think.
Yes, 560 Microsoft points.
I like it better than the first DLC, The Signal.
Oh, great.
It's not as combat heavy as that one was.
Good.
I don't want to get into the story too much because it spoils the normal Alan Wake, but it's a little bit more surreal than the the rest of the game has been.
Okay, cool.
He's going slightly insane.
Right.
And so it's got a bunch of cool ways to use the environment to take out the Taken. Is that what they're called?
I forgot. That might be from another game. But
yeah, I forget. But it's got a bunch of ways to take them out besides just shining your flashlight on them and shooting them.
All right, I have to wait for the weekend to play this because Mrs. Cheapy likes to experience it with me. So I will play it then. But I heard that it doesn't wrap up really anything, and that they say at the end of this that stay tuned for the next chapter or whatever, alluding to a sequel, a full-fledged sequel.
Yeah, it does.
How is that possible? They're going to make a sequel to this? I mean, the game didn't really sell, and it cost a lot of money.
Well, I mean, I think that was their hope all along, was to make this into a franchise and create a sequel. They had already created all this content, so. But
they must have lost a phenomenal amount of money making this game, right? I mean, did it even sell 250,000 copies?
It may have sold that much.
It cost about $50 million to make.
I guess it really depends a lot on investment. If people, they may not have made a lot of money on the game, but if it was well received enough for, say, Microsoft and other partners to say, we see potential in this, right. Here's money to make Alan Wake 2, maybe we'll market it better. Yeah, maybe we'll make money on the sequel. Because
they have the engine, they have everything ready to go, and they can maybe rip out a sequel cheap and maybe recoup some of that $50 million in the sequel.
It's quite possible.
All right. Hey, I hope so. I love that game. I thought it was great. I had sort of skimmed Crescente's review over Kotaku because I know he really, really, really likes Alan Wake, and he seemed disappointed in this piece of DLC, but I didn't really read it very closely because I didn't want to spoil anything.
I think it's solid DLC. It's not going to wrap everything up.
Okay. Very good. I'm buying it. I'm in.
It just isn't.
You've sold it to me, so mission accomplished. Let's move on to Nintendo.
All right, I got a question in from Scramus on Twitter. He wanted me to ask you, Cheapy, if you've seen the Professor Layton movies.
He said, could you ask Cheapy the DS hater?
That one without saying.
Is this like a movie, like a motion picture or a trailer for a game? I don't even know what he's talking about.
No, I think there are movies
for
Professor Layton.
Well, it's probably in Japanese. I wouldn't have seen it. Right? I mean, not watching a movie in Japanese. That's not subtitled. So no, I have not. And I don't hate the DS. It's not my thing. I don't have a commute. I have really no reason to play it. I'm not going to sit in my house and play it. Why would I do that? Play the real deal on Xbox or PS3. You know?
Yeah, it was a feature film. It's called Professor Layton and the Eternal Diva.
That's a great title. That really makes me want to see it. I don't know. I like Professor Layton. I played it on DS. It seemed cool. I don't think I'll, you know.
But Professor, why don't you want to see my movie?
Wow, it's a pretty amazing impression.
Thank you, Professor.
Let's move on to iPhone and Mac.
iPhone and Mac games.
Soldier Bill 14 writes in via Twitter to Shipwreck. He says, now that OnLive has no monthly fees, is it a more attractive service?
Yes.
Done and done.
Yeah, they got rid of the monthly fees.
It's also more attractive now because it supports
Wi-Fi. There never
were
monthly fees, by the way.
Right. They never got anybody to pay. They just said there were going to be monthly fees. Nobody actually paid the monthly fees.
But yes, now that you can do Wi-Fi, although I'm still yet to try it.
I would like to. Okay. That's it for that part of the show. Let's move on to show us your tweets and CagBag, although we've been reading a lot of tweets throughout the show. But here are some more. Edoraz says on CagCast 215, Cheapy, you were talking about how 3D TVs don't feel or seem right. Did you demo the 3DS? And if you did you have that same sensation with it that you and your friend did with that 3D TV? It's a different kind of 3D, right, Chip? Don't you think? On the DS? 3DS?
It's 3D. It's definitely different. I guess I don't have the issues with the 3DS that I do with watching 3D TVs or 3D movies, because it's a lot smaller and it's all like right there in front of me, so you don't have to worry about the peripheral vision as much.
Maybe that's it, yeah.
Which I think is my issue with larger screens in 3D, is that I get out of focus sometimes, and I never had that problem with the 3DS.
Yeah, we'll have to see. I mean, we only played like some brief, basically tech demos, right? I mean, there was really no full-fledged games that we played at E3. I mean, the 3D works. And I think the 3D works on the TVs too. It's just, it doesn't work well enough that I think it's worth it, or that I would want to actually use it on a TV. And on the 3DS, I just don't know, because I haven't played a full game on it. I have a feeling, though, that 3D does not make games better, necessarily. It's just a gimmick. I don't know how much it's really going to help a game. And so far from what I've seen, I don't think it's going to help very much. But we'll see. I'm open to it. However, I really do have no interest in 3D televisions.
You didn't think motion controlling was going to help games either, though.
I was right. I was dead right. And yet it hasn't stopped Sony or Microsoft from getting it. And apparently the Kinect is selling, and the Move, are they both selling very well, apparently.
Did you see the Kinect Raft?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Right. Some Chinese company probably just making a raft so you could.
It's a raft. And you know what? I've thought, the more I think about it, the more any game that requires me to move furniture, just forget it. I can't. I'm not moving furniture to play a game.
But you would. But you know what? You're wrong. Because you would do it if it was the right game. But you know they're not going to make a game. If there was like, if they made a Fable game and it just somehow incredibly used motion control, it just to totally immerse you in the experience, you would repaint your fucking living room. I know.
You mean
you
a holodeck?
I don't know. Like something, but not what we have
it,
now.
It would have to be a holodeck. Literally the holodeck in my living room.
Right. Yeah. And that's, for me, that's what 3D has to be for me to get excited about it. Not some like gimmicky thing where, you know, you can see depth in an image. I mean, okay, big deal. If the shit is popping off the screen and all around me, that's something totally different. Just like you say, if it was like a holodeck, you know, I'd be there. I'd rearrange everything. And so would you. But none of us have seen a game that is like, wow, man, Kinect is the shit. I gotta
root beer tapper.
Wombat sent me a video of some guy. Was that at Comic-Con, Wombat?
That was at Comic-Con, yeah. Oh, the guy trying to play a deck of sports. There's a first-person shooter mode in deck of sports.
It's like paintball or something? Is that what
yeah,
they're supposed
I don't
to be
know,
doing?
But it looks so incredibly awful.
Right, and you watch the guy playing in the video, and he just like gives up. He just walks away. And you know what? I gave up watching the video. Like, you know, pretty much right around the same time as the guy gave up. I don't know. I'm not sold on any of this stuff. It's all gimmicky, and people are falling for it. I mean, shit. Apparently, I read like the Kinect is selling out in the UK. I mean, the pre-orders are selling out, and some retailers will not guarantee release day delivery anymore. They say they don't have enough. I don't get it. People are suckers, I think, maybe. Just a bit. Just
definitely.
A bit.
It's on the list of top, 50 toys for holidays at Toys R Us. So both it and Move are, actually. And my non-gaming friends have like pointed out to me that there's something in that list. Like, they know of those lists,
right,
and that those are the stuff that people buy for the holidays.
Is there a lot
it's
of marketing?
The Bigfoot. The big talking Bigfoot. That's the number one toy for kids.
Is there a lot of marketing going on for Kinect and Move in the States? You see a lot of commercials and billboards and stuff like that?
I've seen more Move commercials with the Kevin Butler
right
in the okay house than I have yeah for Kinect yet. But Kinect doesn't come out for another month, so.
Yep. Okay, they might be waiting on that. Let's see what else we got here from the CAG bag. OMGFD Brunt 5 says, "Hey Wombat, is October 20th still Jack Black Nacho Libre Day?"
Sure.
I don't even know what that is.
When I was on the Player One podcast about a year ago, we'll say, we were talking about all those free gamer picks that you could download that A, do people still have them? And, you know, what do you do with them? And I said we should make a day where we just use that Jack Black Nacho Libre. Because that was when the Xbox was new. So I think everyone downloaded that.
Right.
So we should all switch our gamer picks to the Jack Black.
On October 20th.
On October 20th. It's Nacho
Libre. Which is Ty's birthday, by the way.
Which is also Ty's birthday. And I'll be off of work that day.
Speaking of gamer picks, I was thinking
I'm getting
of this.
A bathtub delivered that day.
Awesome. Speaking of gamer picks, I was thinking about themes on the marketplace and I guess on PS3 too. There's no option for you to randomly rotate your themes, right? You just choose a theme and that's your theme until you choose
a new
one.
Well, they have to load up, so I don't think they could do that.
But couldn't they do it? Couldn't they have that option like each time you turn on your system? It will randomly choose one of your themes.
How many themes do you have that you want to rotate through them?
What do you mean? I want to see that 10,000 BC theme every now and again.
Well, I mean, don't you think that might encourage you to buy some themes if they did that?
No.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
I want to see that Burger King theme that I downloaded or that Dr. Pepper King. Theme.
I have the Limbo theme, and I was thinking of getting an Alan Wake theme.
I have an Alan Wake theme. That's what mine currently is, but I think that came free with the limited edition.
Right.
I have the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Halloween theme.
Awesome.
So do you guys still download all these free gamer picks?
I don't.
Is that just
I never
me?
Do.
It really depends. Like if I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I like those.
Shipwreck downloads every I know this at least on the PlayStation store. Shipwreck downloads every single piece of content that's free, even if he doesn't have the games. He just downloads everything
just in case he ever gets the game.
Just in
right.
case.
It's if it's free, it's for me. I I go through there, I get excited, I download free stuff. I downloaded the free Guitar Hero track pack today.
Right.
I'm never gonna play those songs.
Right.
I'm never gonna play Guitar Hero. Warriors of Rock again.
But right.
I'm going to take advantage of those free songs.
There's going to be the free Door songs coming out for Rock Band 3.
Oh, I saw
that's
that.
That's awesome.
That
those
is awesome.
I will download, even if I don't get the game for a year, I will download those three free
Door
songs.
Yeah, those
Door
are good
songs.
Ones.
Yeah. Light My Fire. The whole pack looks awesome. That Doors yep. pack.
Yep. I actually just bought some Rock Band songs. I bought Wind Cries Mary. And In Dreams, a little tribute to Alan Wake, Roy Orbison.
Yeah, I was going to say Roy Orbison?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was available.
Yep.
Seems like it would be kind of boring for...
It's hard, somehow. Yeah. No, it's good. It's good.
I think that the Doors stuff with the keyboard is going to be badass.
It is. It is. I just need to figure out... I have a Yamaha electric piano, like full 88 key thing, except it's on the other side of my living room. I just don't know how to... I can't move it by myself, so I don't know how I'm going to actually do that, but I would like to.
Oh, just buy the keyboard that's...
No, I want a full-size keyboard, though.
It's fine. Trust me, it's more than you'll need.
What, the Rock Band one? The one that comes with Rock
Band?
Yeah,
it's more keys than you'll need for that game.
No, not for Pro Mode.
Yeah, for Pro Mode.
No, it doesn't.
Have you played Pro Mode on Rock Band 3? I have. Yes. Last week, we talked about it on the show.
I don't believe that it's enough keys.
It's plenty of keys.
Well, I'll buy it anyway, but... Actually, I ordered it from Amazon. There was a deal on Amazon where it was $77 from like some third party for the bundle. And I ordered it, and they would ship to Japan, so I ordered it. But I have a feeling they're just going to cancel it. They might have canceled it already. I haven't even checked. But anyway, we'll see. I'll keep you guys informed. I know you're...
Keep me in the loop.
I know you need to know about all my orders from Amazon. Let's move on. What else we got? VidPower wants to know if Shipwreck has ever gotten around to watching The King of Kong, and currently, how are your Donkey Kong skills? Because we know you bought the arcade cabinet.
I have seen The King of Kong.
Okay.
It's a very, very good movie. I think we've talked about it, haven't we, on the...
Do you still play it?
I play Donkey Kong... I probably haven't played it for about 2 weeks, but I do turn it on from time to time and play. My skills are not very good. Mm-hmm. You really got to invest the time into that if you're going to get really good at it.
It's about memorizing stuff, right?
It's about memorizing the different patterns that can,
right. That's
that can happen. It's not boring. It's fun.
It is.
Well, I'm not going to be going after any records or whatever. I mean,
okay.
The reason owning a Donkey Kong machine is great is because it has the... the kind of randomization to it that it's not the same game every time.
Right.
So if you actually sit down and learn all the that it's not random, it's not as much fun.
All right. NateEasy29 wants to know when Shipwreck is getting in a Kinect for review.
When they send it to him.
Good question. Well, they haven't confirmed that I am going to be getting one for review. So write to your local Microsoft senator and say we need to get one of these for CAG so I can do stupid stuff on camera with it.
Okay. And let's see. Bloss21 says, important question, GBD, Japanese porn or American porn? Japanese porn's kind of bad. The women cry on it.
And it's weird. It's not fun to watch.
It's not fun to watch. If you watch it, you got to lower the sound or something.
Although they shut down production on porn in California.
Why?
Someone has HIV.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who is it?
They haven't released the name of the actor and or actress.
I see. I see. So I don't know. I like, you know what? To be honest with you, I like to mix it up. But I tend to like the American stuff better. Sliderwave wants to know from each of us, what was our first game system and game? For me, it was the Telstar Ranger, which was a system that had several different versions of Pong, including a light game, a light gun skeet shoot, which was just a square that went across the screen. A white square on a black screen, which was pretty exciting. Wombat?
The Atari 2600 with combat.
Aha. Ship?
I Atari 2600, and it was either Combat or Missile Command. I think I got them at the same time.
All right. Well, I think that wraps up another episode of the CADcast. What do you think of that?
I think you're right.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. We want you to do many things, including following us on Twitter, twitter.com/GBD, twitter.com/wombat5277, and twitter.com/shipwreckzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzz And of course, please review us on iTunes. We really appreciate your efforts in reviewing us. It helps our ranking on iTunes, keeps us on the important lists. Please subscribe to us on iTunes. If you're just downloading our episodes willy-nilly on iTunes, that's crazy. You should subscribe. You get them right away. You don't have to worry where the next episode is. It's not showing up. Got to subscribe.
And tell your friends to subscribe.
Exactly. And of course, we have to thank our sponsors, GoDaddy.com, for some coupon codes for domain registration and web hosting. 10% off any order, CAG 10, $5 off a $30 order, CAG 5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations with CAG domain. That's GoDaddy.com. And of course, everybody needs to pre-order DJ Hero 2 from GameStop.com. Get your Puma bag. Everybody likes a Puma bag. That's one thing that we know about life. Everybody loves Puma bags. And
how? And I'm how. Coming to Japan in a few days here.
That's right. Shipwreck was be doing an appearance in Tokyo. If you want to meet him, he will be.
He'll be signing autographs at the Barnes & Noble in Akihabara.
Yes.
Tuesday.
Are we going to do a show while you're in Japan?
That's going to be tough. I mean, I'm not sure what time of day we would do a show.
We would do it this time of day, in the morning, first thing in the morning.
Well, I kind of want to do touristy
stuff. Okay, well, you don't have to do it.
I don't know. No. I feel obligated to do one since I'm over there in Japan. But
right. But we could do a quick one or something.
Maybe we'll do a quick one.
Does that mean I have to buy like another microphone?
You guys can share.
I tried to do that with Esteban, and it was sort of annoying. He kept licking my face. It was very distracting. Listen to the Call of Podcast with starring Esteban. It's on iTunes. He would be happy that I mentioned that. People liked Esteban on the show, actually. He was like our only guest that we've had that people said, I like him. Like the majority of people said that they didn't hate him, which is pretty rare.
I think he was one of the few guests we've had that knows who we are.
Okay, maybe. I can. You know what? If I buy another microphone and get like a proper another setup here, we could have people, more guests on, and people who know who we are, people who listen. I know some people who listen to us.
Then do that, jerk face McGee.
Well, I gotta spend the monies.
Oh, I forgot. You're curtain.
I'm curtain?
You're curtain.
I'm a curtain?
You're a curtain. Right. I'm not getting a shower curtain. I'm getting glass doors.
Nice, dude. That way you can see the poop on the floor from outside.
Exactly.
All right. Well, everybody, thank you for listening. Wombat, any special appearances that we need to know about?
I'll be at work for the rest of the week.
Okay. Everyone check out Wombat at work.
And then I'll be picking pumpkins on Saturday.
And there you go. So just look for Wombat at the pumpkin factory. Or not factory.
Pumpkins come from a factory.
Exactly. All right. Thank you, everybody. Goodbye.
Bread's done.
Harold, how long do you intend to keep driving around without knowing where we're going?
Hey, Barf, have you unscrambled those letters yet?
Bag of beefy? A bag of beefy. Merely a whole bag of...
Shut up!